Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports with balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
All right. There we go. This might be more of the top 40-ish, more popular, well-known songs. Featured artist Friday, Robert Palmer. He's our performer today, as chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request. Applause for text line at 410-583-1057. Orioles at Cincinnati start a three-game series tonight against the Reds. After taking 3 out of 4 from the Yankees, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Baltimore baseball tonight, 5 o'clock, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Getting you ready for that one. Cole Irvin against Hunter Green. Stay tuned. Ravens rookie camp is tomorrow. And joining us now to talk about that, the draft now in the rearview mirror, and look at maybe the weaknesses, if they have any, over the next couple of months heading into a season in which the AFC is going to be tough. The AFC North's improved. He's with the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, what's happening?
Hello. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, my friend. And I know you've answered this question a few times over the last 5 to 7 days, but let's put a bow on the draft, at least in filling needs and who they got, and sticking tight to that board of 9 men, no trades, et cetera, et cetera. So every team's have reaches. Every team's get these questionable picks. Looking back now, almost a week past, Jonas, how the Ravens do here in your eyes based on the selections they had and who they got with them?
Yeah, I think my grade would be like a B plus. You know, I think they got good value day one, day two. I think obviously first couple of picks on day three to get a cornerback like TJ Tampa, who they might have taken in that third round, and then to get a wide receiver like Devontae Walker, who, you know, not totally refined, but was probing around last night and saw on PFF that his deep receiving grade was like above 90, which I think is maybe why the Ravens, you know, took a gamble on a guy like them, you know, because they need someone who can be a little bit more of an accommodating target downfield for Lamar. So I totally get that pick considering, you know, who else was on the board. You know, didn't love the Devin Leary pick, you know, just not in love with all the inaccuracy, not in love with how turnover prone he was. Was a little surprised that they waited until the sixth round or seventh round to take Nick Samak. But again, you know, the guard and interior lineman market had been cleared out by then. So I thought they did a good job at addressing premium positions with premium talent. And we'll see how they backfill the back end of that roster over this next couple months.
And Larry, you mentioned him, pardon me, out of Kentucky. Inaccurate, turnover prone, what, 28 picks, 25 fumbles. So, I mean, very Daniel Jones-like at the collegiate level. But what about Rasheen Ali, the fifth-round pick out of Marshall? Explosiveness, but, you know, fifth-round draft pick, there's always reasons for things like that, I guess.
Yeah, that was probably the most out-of-character pick for the Ravens. Not that he is not a talented back, because anytime you lead football bowl subdivision with, you know, 21 touchdowns like he did in 2021, you're definitely worthy of a draft pick. But, you know, I looked at the Ravens running backs that they've taken over the past 10 years or so, you know, J.K. Dobbins, Justice Hill, you know, going back to, Buck Allen coming out of USC. I think those four or five guys they took dating to 2014, I think they combined for one turnover in their final season before getting drafted. So a very, very, you know, secure group of ball carriers there the Ravens had taken. Rasheen Ali last year, a whopping five fumbles, five turnovers. So they are obviously betting on being able to fix something in that problem of his. It has been a multi-year problem of his. But, you know, you turn on the tape and you watch the things that he does well, and he looks good, and he looks like he could play in this league. He's not necessarily explosive, but he gets that level, that next level pretty quickly. He knows how to find the end zone. He could be a good option around the red zone. So, you know, if they can fix that big problem, which is a huge, huge problem for John Harbaugh, you know, we all know just how particular he is about guys not muffing their punts on special teams, then maybe the Ravens have themselves a keeper.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you on this Featured Artist Friday. All right, let's get to the other news of the week. Adape Owe's fifth-year option has been picked up. And you talk about Pro Football Focus and the other analytic websites there. Apparently, he's at a win rate, which is very successful. The sack totals aren't all that great. So any surprise first that the fifth-year option was picked up? And now that it has been, does the pressure on him to play like a first-round pick increase even more than it's already been?
Surprise for me, no, just because, you know, like you said, you're betting on that potential. You know, if you are only paying $13 million to a guy whose pressure rates and win rates is right up there with, you know, Watt and Hendrickson and all these guys who are at the top of the chart, then you're hoping that those pressures are going to turn to sacks eventually. And I think, interestingly, maybe the best comp for him at the early stages of his career might be Jadeveon Clowney, because, you know, last year was a career high for Jadeveon Clowney in sacks, and it was only 9.5 sacks. And, you know, the problem with JD early in his career was that, you know, he could win on those initial few steps as a pass rusher, but he just struggled to corner the edge. He struggled to convert those pressures into sacks. And, you know, we've seen Adape these past couple of years, I think rookie year and last year especially, have decent pressure numbers, have decent win rates, but just has not been able to convert to sacks. You know, I wrote in my piece breaking down this move that, like, the 13 sacks that he has are the fewest of the second fewest of any edge rusher to have that fifth-year option exercise within the past 5 years. Like, I think only a guy from the New Orleans Saints had fewer, and that was 12 sacks. So it's a little bit of a gamble from a historical perspective when you're just only counting sacks, but I think I've seen enough improvement from him as a pass rusher with moves, with get off, with just his understanding of how to play the position, that it wouldn't surprise me if we get a 10-sack season next year from Adape.
Jonas, as we sit here the day before the Derby, April or May the 3rd, project the Ravens starting offensive line today, and obviously subject to change before we get to September.
Oh, man. Well, I think I might be a little bit out of step with what everyone thinks. I think it's obviously Ronnie at left tackle. I guess Voorhees at left guard, because I don't really see any other options. Linderbaum at center, Cleveland at right guard. And then I think just innocent until proven guilty, I'm going to go with Daniel Faalele. I think I'm a little bit more skeptical on Roger Rosengarten's ability to come in right away and play. You know, I think the kind of thing I keep coming back to is he's going to face a lot of power rushes, because not a lot of, you know, opposing defenses bother with speed rushes against Lamar, especially on some of those early downs. Like, you don't want to give one of the greatest dual threat quarterbacks in the NFL and NFL history the chance to have scrambling lanes. And what Rosengarten struggled with, you know, especially in that game against Michigan, was power. And if he is only, you know, 310, 315, then it might take him a while to learn how to anchor and to, you know, kind of overcome some of those limitations he has with length. So Daniel Faalele, not especially mobile, but we know that he's a big, big boy and can, you know, absorb some of those blows a little bit easier. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's an Orlando Brown Jr. rookie year type situation where we know that talent is there, but it takes, you know, a little bit of time for him to get acclimated to not just the pass game, but the run game as well. And then once he seizes the job, it's lights out for the rest of the competition from then on.
All right, Jonas, last thing for you. Let you go. Enjoy your weekend. And I'm not turning this into a DEFCON 1 level of concern, because if you look at the Ravens roster, they're pretty stacked at most spots here. But what's the biggest area of concern, air quotes, for you as rookie camp starts and then OTAs and mini camp, and obviously training camp will begin a couple months here?
Yeah, I got to say it's probably just, you know, the interior line or the left guard, right tackle combination. Although I think they'll probably be able to find someone good at right tackle. I just think, you know, people are probably over-investing in the fact that Andrew Voorhees would have been, you know, a third-round pick a year ago. And we have, you know, all the evidence in the world that that doesn't really mean a whole lot, considering it took Ben Powers until his third year to get competent and until his fourth year to be good. I mean, this guy hasn't played football in, I think, 17 months. I think it would behoove the Ravens to bring in a guy like Dalton Reisner to try and, you know, just bolster that level of competition, try to give them a veteran presence. I mean, he was a guy who was like top 10 last year in pass blocking win rate, I think, on ESPN. So I am a little bit concerned about that group there. I didn't really love what I saw from Sala. Obviously, you know, Zamac is probably going to be a center only prospect in terms of his viability that rookie year. So you know, there's obviously great stuff coming out of Baltimore with Voorhees. Apparently, he's one of the hardest workers in the building. He's incredibly strong right now, but still, it takes a little bit more than just strength to be able to learn how to play that position. So we'll see. But I think of all the positions on that roster, that for me is probably the biggest red flag right now.
He's Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. What's happening on the website right now, Jonas?
Hey, man. Got a lot of stuff coming out over the next couple of weeks. Got a Nate Wiggins feature. Got a bunch of rookie features coming out. Just, you know, something to kind of pass the time with.
Have a great weekend, Jonas. Appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
There he is, Jonas Schaefer. He's with the Baltimore Banner. We'll come back. It's the whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. NBA team went home. NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup, some drama going on in one of those series. We'll get into that and more. Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Talk about those first-place Orioles off to Cincinnati. Birds take 3 out of 4 from New York. And I think the story of it all held New York to 6 runs total in 4 games.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Biddy and Haney's with.
Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County.
1057 The Fan.
Time for the whip around here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Robert Palmer. It's chosen by you, the people. Anything you want to hear from him, send your request. Plus for text line 410-583-1057. Honors for the Orioles. Just tuning into the program. Colton Cowser named as the American League Rookie of the Month for April, so congratulations to him. And Gunnar Henderson was named as the American League Player of the Month as well. And obviously it includes what happened at the end of March. And the good news keeps flowing, baby. Heston Kerstad was named as the International League Player of the Month. Maybe you'll see him in the lineup tonight against Hunter Green in that 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And Cade Povich was the Pitcher of the Month. So the hits keep coming. No pun intended. For your first place Orioles and down on the farm for the number one rated farm system in baseball. But let's get outside of our little Baltimore bubble for a couple of minutes. NBA playoffs last night up in Philly. The Knicks were up big. Sixers came back. It was tight late. And then a guy who went to college in Philadelphia said, pack your bags because it's time to go home.
Plenty of time on the shot clock. Looks in, drive, swing, hard. He connects! Huge three! Knicks lead!
TNT on the call. Josh Hart banging on that three. 118-115 was the final score as Josh Hart, Villanova, breaks the hearts. Yeah, I went there, Nolan. Of Sixers fans, and the Knicks win the series 4-2. Jalen Brunson's been phenomenal. 41 points, 12 assists. Joel Embiid in his last game of the season at 39-13. Didn't work. Tobias Harris. 0-for-2 in 29 minutes. 0 points. I mean, Boban doesn't even play and gets better stats than that for Houston. But they hate. I think they're very entertaining doing the cheese goldfish commercials, but they're not paying them a bazillion dollars to do spots for a tasty treat. So Philadelphia, Gonzo, what happens with them remains to be seen. It's Embiid. If he stays healthy, he's an MVP player. Maxey's a rising star. Harris is not your third wheel. Kelly Oubre is not your third wheel. They need somebody else, and they're going to have to figure out a way to get it done. Now, the Knicks advance to play Indiana as the Pacers close out Milwaukee 128-98. Jalen Smith, DNP coach's decision. Obi Toppin getting some of that run at that power forward swing thing. He had 21-8-2. How about TJ McConnell? 22 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 steals as the Milwaukee Bucks go away quietly. And I was watching it or saw on social media where Sixers fans are like, well, at least we lasted longer than Doc Rivers did. Yeah, but like an hour in the playoffs. Hey, you got to pick your battles, man. But Indiana at New York starts on Monday at Madison Square Garden. That could be an interesting series for sure. Tonight, Cleveland's at Orlando. The Cavaliers up 3-2 in the series that we all forgot. And then at Dallas, Clippers trying to stay alive, taking on the Mavs. That's a 9:30 tip. Dallas, obviously, up 3-2 in that one. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, it was Toronto 2-1 over Boston. That series now tied at 3 apiece. Auston Matthews hasn't played the last 2 games, but yet here the Maple Leafs are perennial playoff chokers. They have the Bruins now on the brink tonight. Vancouver's at Nashville. Canucks up 3-2. And then the Dallas Stars at Vegas. Dallas up 3-2. They actually trail this series 2-0. Now they're on the verge of knocking Las Vegas out and send them home for the holidays. Boxing tomorrow night. Canelo Alvarez in Las Vegas defending a super middleweight championship. Canelo 62-2, 39 knockouts. Almost beat up Oscar De La Hoya a couple of days ago. He's taking on Jaime Munguia, the former junior middleweight champ. He's 43-0, 34 KOs. So that should be an interesting slugfest for as long as it lasts. Fierceness, 5-2 favorite in tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. Post time coming up around 6:40 down in Louisville. It is the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. This day in NFL draft history. 1977, 47 years ago in New York, Ricky Bell, number one overall pick by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers out of USC. Coincidentally enough, the head coach of the Bucs at that time was John McKay, who was Ricky Bell's coach, and recruited him actually to USC. Ricky Bell had one good year, sadly no longer with us because passed away young, incurable disease. But the number two pick was Tony Dorsett. The Heisman Trophy winner, Dallas got him as Dallas traded up to get that second pick, I believe, out of Seattle at that time. And Tony Dorsett would become a Hall of Famer. Matter of fact, helped Dallas win the Super Bowl in his rookie season. The Baltimore Colts were still in existence. And at pick number 26, they took Randy Burke, a wide receiver out of Kentucky, who had all of 30 catches in college. He had a really good senior bowl. Yeah, he was really fast. Now, here the Colts already had Glenn Dowdy, Roger Carr, coming off an injury. They got rid of Freddie Scott, who went on to have a great career with Detroit. They needed cornerback help and safety help as they got smoked the previous 2 years in the playoffs. A middle linebacker would have been nice. So what do? They draft a wide receiver who had 30 catches in college because he was fast and he played well in the senior bowl. Again, I said it yesterday when they drafted Reese McCall out of Auburn, who might have had like 3 catches in college. You needed defensive help. And Burt Jones got hurt, and that was the main reason that they cratered. But, you know, I don't know. It's revisionist history. But Randy Burke spent a couple years in the league. But needless to say, it was not a prudent selection at that time. Orioles history, 1983, Memorial Stadium. Orioles beat the Angels 4-2, California Angels at the time. Cal Ripken, 2-run homer in the 8th inning. Disco Dan Ford, 2-for-3 with a ribby. Mike Flanagan, complete game to go 4-0 in the year. 1996, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Orioles clobber Milwaukee. Brady Anderson, 3-for-3 with 2 homers, 5 ribbies. B.J. Surhoff hit 2 home runs. Scott Erickson, complete game winner there. 2016, Oriole Park and Camden Yards. Trumbaugh, 2-run homer, drove in 3. And old Chris Tillman, forget how good he was during that run where they were making the playoffs, then the shoulder and ankle, and he just kind of fell off the map, basically. But Chris Tillman, 7 innings, 9 Ks, as the Birds beat New York 4-1. That all took place on this day in sports history, May the 3rd. Let's talk about the current day. Coming up next, Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Orioles in first place after taking 3 out of 4 from New York at Camden Yards. Funhouse trip, Nolan McGraw. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, featured artist Friday. It's Robert Palmer. We got a lot to get to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You're on the Fan.
Different sports, different teams, different opinions. There's one place to talk about them, and it's on 105.7 The Fan. Don't go anywhere f***ing else.
Robert Palmer says everyday people or something like that. I remember this one. Featured artist Friday, chosen by you, the people. I told you, it's a vast catalog, man. If you want to hear him jam, and you do, send your request, Plosport text line at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney with you, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Vinny's off this week. He'll be off next week, too. I got jury duty next week. We'll get into that coming up in a couple of minutes. But here to talk about the Orioles, first place Orioles, from BaltimoreBaseball.com. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Peter Schmuck. Peter, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Bob? Hey, Robert Palmer, how old are you?
I'm 59.
Oh, okay. Well, you're all right, then.
I mean, I know I look 29, Peter, but, you know, smoking and drinking. Who says it's bad for you? But we digress. Gunnar Henderson, we all wish we could be that guy in many different, whether he's 39, 59, or 109. But he's 22, was just named as the player of the month for March/April. You've been covering baseball, Baltimore, and beyond for a long time. When you watch him play, are we looking at a transcendent level ball player here?
Well, I've thought so for a long time. And I think I mentioned it once or twice, either on BaltimoreBaseball.com or somewhere, that I've been touting him as the next Mike Trout, just playing a different position. He is a revelation. He's terrific. He's still got some growing to do. He's still got some left-handers that are tying him in knots. But you see it. You see every ounce of it. I mean, you watch him play shortstop. You look at that. 100%. I think the term is 80 in baseball scouting. The arm. it's just fabulous. He's a six-tool player. I mean, because he's got the head too, and it's just amazing thing to watch. And then you combine it with the terrific emergence of Jordan Westberg. I mean, it's hard to draw big conclusions after 1 month about prospects. I think we already know about Gunnar because he was already up and he's been rookie of the year. But you got the Colton Cowser doing great. You got Jordan Westberg, and you look at that lineup, at least 1 through 8. And it's also a lineup that's going to be around for 5 or 6 years. It's just an unbelievable positive experience at the moment for fans and everybody watching. And you and I have been here for a long time. If we thought, 6 years ago, I know there was a hope that they would rebuild successfully. I don't think anyone envisioned it being this good.
Now, looking back at the series, Peter, against New York, Birds take 3 out of 4, but hold New York. Yankees came in, scored 36 runs against Milwaukee, 30 combined in the last two games against a first place team on the road, and they score 6 in 4 days. And, I felt a little angst about the Orioles pitching after Oakland was kind of teeing off and they had to go 6 guys deep in the bullpen in the finale on Sunday. But was it a stunner for you to see the Birds' arms quietly, not quietly, send them away quietly here over the course of 4 days?
Yeah, not surprised at the starters, because I think the starters are pretty good and they just got a lot better this week. But it was certainly, as I asked Brandon Hyde pregame yesterday, I said, when Craig Kimbrell walked off the mound on Sunday, what did you think your bullpen, could you have even imagined your bullpen doing what it did over the first 3 games, not including yesterday? And he just shook his head and he goes, absolutely not. I mean, that was a bad day. That was a bad day for the team. They were looking ahead to the Yankees and being what they thought to be completely undermanned in the bullpen. And as it turned out, it was an unbelievable series for both bullpens. I mean, the Yankees bullpen, other than Holmes, is not terribly respected either. And so an amazingly pitched series, which I quickly characterized as one of the dullest Orioles-Yankee series in a couple of decades. It really, the one game the Orioles lost, there was only one meaningful swing in the whole game. I mean, it was hard to watch. But it was a great test of character, a great test of the mettle of this young team, because they played and they hung in there, very tough, even though they didn't really step up offensively until except in a couple innings.
Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. And you mentioned Westberg, he quietly had two ribbies. I mean, it's always what he does is like quiet, even though he was the player of the week a couple of weeks ago. But what about this early reemergence of Jorge Mateo as an asset for this team? Now the positional versatility, looks to be more comfortable at second base, hit his first over-the-fence home run, air quotes, in over a year. But now Mateo, everyone wonders, and Peter, you talk to the fans, what's he here for? Who's he have pictures of? And now I think we kind of see why they like him, and like him a lot at times.
Are you referring to Mr. April?
Yes! But yesterday was May!
Well... forgot to tell him. he did very much the same thing last year early in the season, and I'm hoping that he's matured over the last year and that he can keep doing some of the things, because he didn't in 23. He really did kind of regress to the mean as far as his performance at the plate. He's always a great defensive player and an exciting player. And I was mentioning yesterday, I was sitting next to somebody, I can't remember who it was now, at the ballpark, and mentioning that, the advent of the 26-man roster, and the ability to manipulate with, other tools, roster wise, makes it actually possible to keep a Jorge Mateo, even if you were only going to use him as a pinch runner. But as it stands, now you look at him, I didn't know that he would make the team. I didn't know that they wouldn't offload him, because of all this talent, all this young talent. But if you look at his set of talent, even though he isn't a great hitter, he can do so much. And when you get to the playoffs, and I'm pretty confident, I think you are too, they'll be getting to the playoffs, and hopefully moving farther this time, that having a guy like him to be in that late inning situation where he's almost automatic to steal a base and you need one run in a playoff game. I mean, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whenever they did all this stuff to make the roster flexibility better, you wouldn't be able to keep a guy like that. And I think that he's going to be able to hold his space, even if he doesn't have, the April he seems to have every year.
Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com, joining us here, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney with you. Last thing, Peter, we saw Bradish pitch very well coming out of the UCL and the PRP and everything, and he was dealing high 90s early, kind of settled in at 94 when John Means takes the hill this weekend, and for hopefully the next 5 months. Is it going to be kind of a fingers crossed scenario with him, given the injury issues he's dealt with over the last 3-4 seasons here?
Well, I think it's a fingers crossed situation for both of them.
Right.
And you've got a situation, a guy had a strained UCL, which is, it's one step away from Tommy John surgery. That doesn't mean that it weakened to the point where he's just waiting for that to happen. I have no idea what's, going on in there. With John Means, both these guys, their talent is way up there. And if they're right all year long, this is one of the best starting rotations in baseball. And it has depth. I mean, it has guys you could move in for if you want to take, if you want to be ultra cautious and at some point in the season, pull John Means out of a start just to, let him calm down for 10 days. You're going to be able to do that with, presumably if, you know, with the extra guys you have. So, Brandon Hyde even hinted at a six-man rotation yesterday. So, or at least doing it in a couple of situations over the course of the year. So they've got a lot of depth. So you don't have to have your fingers crossed over the whole rotation, but sure. You got to wonder at least for the next few weeks, you know, as these guys ramp up to 100, 110 pitches, you know, you're going to be holding your breath a little bit.
Peter Schmuck, what's happening at BaltimoreBaseball.com?
Well, we're just enjoying watching Rich Dubroff travel the country and try to meet every governor.
Peter Schmuck, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Peter, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.
You got it, bud. Here's Peter Schmuck. He's been covering the Orioles and Major League Baseball for a long time. Does it as well as anyone. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057, if we have time. Squeeze in a funhouse. If not, we'll get you at 12:45. News from the Nest coming up at noon. John Harbaugh did some media. Rich Eisen show, no less. So it's going to be good to hear from old Harbsy here. Coming up at the top of the hour, where's our weekend money? Hopefully we're counting it at 12:15, the buy or sell. And Lance McAllister covers the Cincinnati Reds, hosting the Orioles for 6:10 tonight, first pitch. He's with WLW, AM 700.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This Memorial Day, raise a glass to those who served. And let Blinds.com raise the bar on home decor, serving up style with huge summer savings. Blinds.com is the better way to get custom window treatments. Online with upfront pricing and no salespeople at your door or inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable for you. Choose from premium blinds, shutters, motorized options, and outdoor shades for your patio, just in time for summer fun. Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home and even send free samples. Plus, you can get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost, all backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day sale happening now. Save up to 50% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread, Chardonnay. Haney, Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 105.7, The Fan. Well, I've been
mistreated. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Was on with Rich Eisen. Eric DaCosta was on Shine on Sports. So we got some Ravens. We got fresh Ravens coming your way. Stay tuned for that. Buy or sell. Hopefully you have some fresh money heading into the weekend. And they're going to talk about the Cincinnati Reds. Like the Orioles, they have a lot of really good young players. That Ellie De La Cruz is a beast at shortstop for them. And they have some others as well. So stay tuned. Lance McAllister from WLW AM 700. He'll be joining us. Funhouse Trip, Nolan McGraw, NFL Lunch at 1. Lonnie Galloway, who's the wide receiver coach at North Carolina. He was also at Louisville when Lamar Jackson was the quarterback during his Heisman run. We'll talk to Lonnie about Tez Walker. We'll talk about Lamar's evolution from, you know, a Heisman Trophy winning hybrid to a guy that probably a Super Bowl win away from getting into the Hall of Fame. We can get into that debate because Patrick Mahomes quits today. He's first ballot Hall of Famer. Lamar, two MVPs. been in a championship game, been in the playoffs most of his career. He wins a Super Bowl. Hey, Kurt Warner did a lot and a little. And I'm not saying Lamar's going to quit if he wins the Super Bowl, but you get the point. So stay tuned for that. And then the American League East report. Birds at Cincinnati taking on the Reds. 6:10 first pitch. Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Mike Bordick getting it rolling. Brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts coming up at Fiverr. A strong Fiverr there, Nolan. Let's get out to the phone. Odell signing with the Dolphins. Gunnar Henderson, player of the month, rather, for the American League in March last April, and Colton Cowser, rookie of the month. So a lot of interesting things happening. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's up?
What's up, Bob?
How you doing, bud?
I'm good. Robert Palmer, I don't know if you played it, but he turned an R&B classic and slowed it down and put his own twist on it. Didn't mean to turn you on. It was unique.
Killer song. I don't think we've gotten to that one yet.
The R&B version was much different. He just slowed it down. It was still good.
The guitar riff in that song is pretty badass, too, by the way.
Yeah. Before I get to the Orioles and baseball, I want to bring up something, a little nostalgia for myself. You know I'm a Big East guy.
Yeah.
And I was saying to myself, UConn won the national championship. Seton Hall won the NIT. It'd be nice if the Big East won the NBA with the Knicks. You know what I mean with that, Villanova, all the Villanova
guys. Yeah, I hear you.
Be a great shout out to John Pannone and Stuart Granger. Anyway,
John Pannone, there's a blast from the past, no doubt.
I want to talk about the Orioles and Major League Baseball. Now, last few years, there's been several changes to the game, some for the good and some a little questionable. I want to bring up one that's been a little questionable. Now, the schedule, they made it so you're not playing teams within your division as much as you used to. I think it's a travesty that this month in September, you're only going to have three games against the Yankees, and you're playing the White Sox, the Twins, and Cleveland or whatever. I kind of like it the old way when the last month of the season was nothing but people in your division. They should take a page from the NFL. You know, they make the last 2 weeks of NFL season against divisional opponents. I think Major League Baseball should make it like it used to be, that you're playing more teams in your division in the last month of the season. I mean, the Yankees coming here in July for the final time. That's 2.5 months of the season left against a division rival that you won't be playing.
Tony, I hear what you're saying. We're coming up at the top of the hour. Personally, I don't mind the new schedule, because now you literally play every team in baseball. And now that the DH is universal throughout both leagues, I mean, there's no real American versus National League anymore. I mean, there's no the World Series used to have this sort of the uniqueness to it, because the winner of the American League didn't face the National League. A lot of those National League or American League guys had never played in each league stadium. Now you know everybody. So I have no problem with it. You just handle your business against the White Sox. And then it makes the games against the Yankees even that much more important, because you built up your strength and padded your record. You built it to the point where now these games have even more meaning. And I know if you play them head-to-head, that kind of has more of an impact directly on what's going on. But I like seeing every team. Nolan, what about you? You're a young guy. You don't even remember old school league versus league, where the American League and National League had their own presidents and Earl Weaver would manage all-star games like they were World Series games, because there was some pride to it.
It's better for the game. You get exposed to every team's superstars. You're not seeing every team come to Baltimore this year, but you'll see every team come to Baltimore within the span of two seasons. So for the Shohei Ohtanis, who play on the West Coast, you don't get to watch them on TV very often late at night. He'll be coming to Camden Yards once every 2 years at least.
Yeah, and, being, aged like myself, 70s, 80s, 90s, name an American League star, I saw him in all probability. I've said it before, I'll say it again, because I don't lie on the air. I saw Reggie Jackson play for every team, Oakland twice, the Orioles, Yankees, and Angels. In person, George Brett multiple times, Rod Carew multiple times. I never saw Johnny Bench, never saw Mike Schmidt. And there was some intrigue to that. So when they're Pete Rose, I never saw Pete Rose. Saw Tom Seaver pitch when he was with the White Sox, but not in his prime. So that was kind of what made it different. But now, you know, things change, man. And sometimes for the better. And I have no problem with the way things are. Getting rid of that shift, I thought that shift was annoying. But baseball's cool now. And not that it was ever uncool, but it's cooler now, I think.
Now every division game,
I guess, because the Orioles are good.
That has a lot to do. Is weighted heavier.
Yeah.
You know, it was less of them, obviously, less ground to make up. So, you know, the Orioles just take 3 out of 4 from the Yankees. That in and of itself is already a statement. But now from the Yankees' perspective, well, we've got less games for us to make that up.
Yeah, and let that marinate in your pie holes there, Yankees, that the just took 3 out of 4 and held you to 6 runs. It's Vinny at 81057, the Fan. News from the Nets next. If you're on the phones, we'll get you. We got buy or sell, count that money. Speaking of the Reds, Johnny Bench, Pete Rose, Lance McAllister talks about the current day team. They're above 500. They're in an interesting division. How are they situated? He's with WLW Radio there.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.